Martha, I think, for me, relates to someone who, and maybe we can all relate to Martha in this way, she's someone who likes to add on to something that's already complete. Martha likes things the way she wants them and when she wants them. She's a take-charge kind of person, ambitious, the leader of the family, so to speak. Notice in the text in Luke chapter 10 that you notice that they're going over to Martha's house here. Martha's in charge of the finances, probably. Martha sent out the invitations. Martha takes care of the preparations. Martha's in charge. At another point in the Gospels, John chapter 11, it's Martha that communicates to Jesus and tells him that the brother has died. She's the leader. She's ambitious. She loves Jesus. That's not the problem. She loves Jesus. But she wants to add on a few extra things to Jesus. The text says here that she is distracted with the preparations. See, Martha is Jesus plus an exciting event in which I'm the hostess. She wants to add on. Then in verse 41, Jesus has this, Jesus speaks directly to her. Martha, Martha, he says, you are worried and upset about many things. Now that word for worried there in the original Greek, I want to paint a picture for you what that word is. That word there in some translations in English is anxious. You are anxious about many things. If you look that up, it might say anxious. The Greek word there is merimnao, which means someone who has a divided mind. Her mind's divided. In other words, it's not that Martha doesn't have any goals in life. It's that she has tons of goals and wants to accomplish all sorts of things. See, for Martha, it's Jesus plus goals and ambitions. Something was already complete. Jesus, everything right there. She had to add on. Now let's move into today's world here, Philomath, to 2022. In the community in the United States, I don't know if you realize this, that today, the majority of people today, probably the first time in 200 years, the majority of people today are unchurched. Does that surprise you? That doesn't surprise you. Everyone's seeing, yep, most people aren't. What that means is the majority of people in the United States today don't see institutional church or religion as all that meaningful. That's just where we are, okay? Barna Research came out with some really interesting studies about 5 years ago about a little sliver of that group that calls them unchurched. And I want to share it with you here this morning. Barna found that actually a large portion of the unchurched population has actually very traditional and orthodox religious views. Surprising. What they further found, here's a couple examples of that. They asked this unchurched group, do you believe in one God? 95% of the unchurched said, yes, I believe in one God. That's a higher percentage than even practicing Christians. Practicing Christians was only 88%. Then they asked this question, do you believe in an all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect creator of the universe? This sliver of the unchurched said, 93% of them said, yes. That's higher than even practicing Christians. Practicing Christians are somewhere around 85%. And the research came down with the conclusion, many of the unchurched, and I would say right around this community, where that's what's going on, many of the unchurched, see, they love Jesus quite a bit. They don't love the church. What happened, research went on, what happened was many of the unchurched loved Jesus, but when Jesus was added on to, that wasn't well received. So here's an idea, Jesus plus contributions. Are you giving enough to your church? That didn't go over well. Or Jesus plus doctrine. Are you saying the right things? That didn't go over well either. Or Jesus plus political views turn off big time. Are you voting the right way? Or Jesus plus heritage. Do you like only the German hymns? That was a turnoff for the unchurched. Again, the research shows Jesus' favorability ratings are through the roof by Christians and non-Christians. It was the church. When the church added on things plus Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it a silly thing to think that we could add on to Jesus, actually, and his salvific work for us? That's a funny concept, but we do it all the time. Imagine this this scenario, true story. About 20 years ago, there was a Russian submarine, nuclear submarine, that was launched into the Arctic Ocean. You may remember this. It was called the Kursk. It was right around 2000.